Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. We're back after a month off. The date is September 12th, 2024, and on today's episode, Evonik's Calvert City site wins its second consecutive Governor's Safety Award, and we hear from our colleague, Selena Cleghorn, who was recently featured in Evonik's Folio magazine. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, some exciting news out of Kentucky. Evonik's Calvert City, Kentucky site was recently honored with the 2023 Governor's Safety Award for the second year in a row. The prestigious recognition, officially known as the Kentucky Education and Labor Cabinet's Governor's Safety and Health Award, acknowledges outstanding safety and health performance, which includes running operations without lost time injuries or illnesses for a required number of hours. The award was presented at the annual Governor's Safety and Health Conference and Exposition in Owensboro, Kentucky. Evonik was the sole awardee from Calvert City and the surrounding Marshall County amidst 39 companies statewide. Jeremy Reed, Calvert City site director, was at the ceremony to accept the award on behalf of his site.
At Calvert City, the safety and well-being of our team members and the neighboring communities is our top priority. It was truly an honor to receive this award for the second consecutive year, and it really underscores our commitment to exemplary safety standards, as everyone at our facility is really dedicated to maintaining a secure and healthy environment.
Lastly, a look at one of Evonik's dedicated colleagues. Recently, Selena Cleghorn, a customer service lead for the Silica business line, sat down with Evonik's employee magazine, Folio. The Q&A touched on various aspects of Selena's professional and personal life, including her role in facilitating a smooth coordination between sales, logistics, and quality control. She also expressed a passion for problem-solving within her team, especially in crisis situations, such as the Baltimore Bridge collapse that disrupted supply chains this past year. On the personal side, Selena talked about her admiration for teachers like her daughter and her love for Cancun's beautiful blue waters. The article offered a unique look into Selena's work with Silica, an essential product that goes into everyday items like toothpaste or sunscreen. The article also received generous feedback from her colleagues around the globe, as Selena explains.
The interview in the Folio, that was a really, really fun experience for me. I mean, I gotta say, it's always great to see your name in print. And walking around with the photographer that day was just awesome. It was new for me. It was an exciting experience for me. But I gotta say, the real highlight has been all the support and the encouraging remarks I've received since the article came out. I mean, people were reaching out to me from Alabama, Philadelphia, I mean, Germany. You know, it's just really gratifying to hear from so many colleagues you worked with for so many years, who enjoy learning a bit about my personal interest and, you know, my personal journey in customer service here at Evonik. It was just great.
Before you go, Evonik has sold its superabsorbents business, including two sites in the U.S., to ICIG, a German chemical investor. This strategic move affects about 280 employees at the now former sites in Garyville, Louisiana, and Greensboro, North Carolina, and around 1,000 other employees worldwide, as Evonik focuses strategically on high-margin businesses with low fluctuations and high sustainability. Finally, Evonik's Process Technology and Engineering North America department recently organized a regional team-building event inspired by the Olympic Games. Teams from multiple sites, including Mobile, Alabama, Tippecanoe Labs in Indiana, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, participated. The activities were created to test and enhance the participants' teamwork, engineering, and critical thinking abilities. The success of the Office Olympics has motivated TENA to maintain the same level of collaboration and dedication in its continued support of operations in Evonik's North America region.
And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on the Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.